Hello, rock stars. This is the bonus tutorial from my dear friend and fellow body image coach, Sarah Vance, all about reclaiming self-care. Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you so much. Hello, everybody.
I'm so excited to have you here.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm just going to record the whole thing with a singing voice like that.
That's all right.
So talk to me about self-care. What is self-care and why is it important?
So self-care really is, habits, actions, decisions, or choices that, one deliberately makes in regards to taking care of their physical, mental, and emotional health. So it really is a holistic approach to taking care of yourself. And a lot of times, we have this idea that self-care is selfish or that it's a luxury or that we're not deserving of it, which really is not the case. Self-care, in all actuality, is a necessity. It's a necessity in filling your cup back up in whichever way you may need it at any given time. And it's about, really allowing yourself to have that permission to be the number one priority in your life and knowing that you're worthy of your own self-care. So the reason why it's so important is because, many of us give ourselves away in a variety of ways, emotionally, physically, spiritually, mentally, throughout the day, week, whatever, right? Like we have families and friends and jobs and animals, children, whatever it may be, we are giving ourselves away, our energy away, not only physical energy, but emotional and mental energy. So that can leave us really drained, tired, stressed, a ball of anxiety, whatever it may be. And self-care really is a way to fill your tank back up with whatever energy may be depleted. So oftentimes what happens is, we're running on empty. And if we forget ourselves, which oftentimes that's what happens, we forget to take a stop at the self-love station is what I like to call it and fill our own tank mm-hmm. back up. So there is a lot of talk about, the benefits of self-care, which there are so many benefits to it. But one of the things that we often hear is, when we take better care of ourselves, then we're going to be able to take care of others, better, which yes, that is the case. Self-care does benefit others in our life. But the thing that's more important aside from that is that self-care is important because you are worthy of your own self-care. That is what the premises is. So it can create a positive feeling within yourself and help strengthen your self-esteem, your confidence, and help you further along in that self-love journey.
I think that's so good. That's a huge part of what we talk about in the program is that self-worth is really built up. One of the pillars is self-care. So I love that you reiterated that. So why would you say that self-care is one of the highest forms of self-love?
So just, take a step back and think of something or someone that you love. Somebody that comes to my mind would be my fiance and my dog. I love them immensely. Unconditional love, right? Which is what we really want to try to establish with having a better body image and freedom is that unconditional love. So think of somebody that you have that with. How do you treat them? How do you nurture them and take care of them? You probably do it with the highest intention possible that you can. And self-love really is about taking a stand for yourself and saying, I am worthy, deserving, and a valuable human being. I am important too. And, when it comes down to it, you cannot hate yourself into loving yourself. It simply doesn't work like that. And you can't hate yourself into taking care of yourself. When you really have those values of self-love, that unconditional self-love, you're more likely to take care of yourself. And it is the ultimate act of self-love. They kind of feed off of each other.
Yeah. And so talk to me as this relates to health and fitness. So in a world that sells us health and fitness all the time, how do you actually navigate that and define that?
So health and fitness, self-care, as I stated, is a more holistic approach that does encompass, the physical self. But when we talk about health and fitness with the traditional sense, many of the definitions, only include, the physical self. And if you really look at the definition of health or whatever it may be, it says that there's a lack of physical disease, which is just bogus because that definition doesn't really encompass, the whole self. It doesn't take into account your mental self, your emotional self, your spiritual self, and your social self. So all of those things, you know, that's why I think it's important, you know, contrary to our society and cultural beliefs, that fitness and health really isn't a one-size-fits-all thing. It really isn't, you know, just the physical component of it. It truly does encompass a variety of shapes, sizes, ages, abilities, weights, and you can't really define health on just the basis of appearance alone. And, you know, health and size, this, I feel like this is something important to talk about just because, you know, self-care does encompass that physical component. Health and size, shape and weight is definitely not a causation. It more like is a correlation that we need to kind of shift that mindset, because I feel like so many of us go down this route of chasing this physical component in the process of health or whatever, and it really doesn't work like that. So how do we really start to kind of reclaim those things? Well, for me, and what I suggest is definitely to take health and fitness and redefine it and say self-care. And by creating and defining that own definition that fits your own value system and your own beliefs. You know, we've been taught for a very long time as young children that movement is great for us and eating vegetables can be beneficial, whatever, right? But health is generally out of our control due to genetics, access, education, environmental stuff. So like I said earlier, when we talk about self-care, approach it in a more holistic, you know, approach. It isn't just physical, contrary to what we've been told, but we really need to understand that it is an umbrella term that has all these other components of mental, emotional, social, physical. And one of the things I think is important is to kind of take a minute and say, at what point do we chase one and allow all these other components that it really encompass who we truly are as a whole human being? At what point do we chase one and allow all those other things to be in the gutter? It's really just not worth it. Mm-hmm. So the best thing is to define it by your own terms. Self-care, you know, is really something that has to work in your life and that aligns with your individual values. It is about adding something positive in your life versus taking away or it becoming part, like becoming all of your life.
Can you maybe give an example when you, maybe in just in your own personal self-care of like how that, how you do that and how it aligns to your values, just so the women have know exactly kind of what you're talking about when you say that?
Absolutely. So, you know, when I take a holistic approach to my self-care practices, you know, I really take a step and say, what is it that I need? And depending on what my body needs, I'm going to, you know, do that. If it needs movement, I'm going to move. If it needs that I need to rest and lay on the couch and do nothing, I'm going to honor that. And if it means taking a bubble bath, I'm going to do that. If it means connection. So there's all these other things that really does encompass. If it's my social, you know, health and connection that I need, I'm going to go out and connect with people in my life. If it's movement that I just want to move my body and like de-stress in that way, then that's what I'm going to do. And if it means that I need to rest and relax because we do, you know, are constantly giving our energy away, if I just need to rest, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have to honor, it's about honoring yourself the best way that you can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so good. And I think that reframing health, health and fitness into self-care is just, it just seems like so much lighter than the way that our society kind of tells us to look at it right now. And it just feels much more nurturing.
Yes, it's a very gentle approach to it.
Yeah. And so what are some action steps that women can take in regards to self-care?
So kind of just, you know, going back here is one, redefining health. So really just stop with health and fitness and redefine it and say self-care and make it your own definition. How does it feel? Are we taking into account our whole self? So are we taking, you know, moments to nurture our mental health, our emotional health, our social health? Are we really taking into account the whole self when we do that? You know, the second one we would be, for me, you know, connect with your inner child. When it does come to movement, connect with your inner child. You know, what we did when we were younger is we played, right? That was, you know, our activity. That was our creativity. That was being curious and just being in our body. So connect with that and go back to adding fun back into your life. If it's something that, you know, you truly enjoy, then it's going to add value to your life. And it's going to be something that's more sustainable as well. And another thing, you know, that goes along with that is connecting with the emotion that you want to evoke. So is it, you want to feel powerful? Do you want to feel connection? Do you want to feel freedom? Do you want to feel grounded, relaxed, sisterhood, whatever it may be? Focus on the emotional aspect of it rather than just like, how is this going to make me look? Because that's not really what it's about. And one of the most important questions that I think that we can ask ourselves when it comes to our self-care is this: if it didn't change my body, would I still do it? Would I really like participate in this? Would I really do this? So some of those things might be, you know, taking that gentler approach to yourself and getting rid of any of those things that are still, you know, going and perpetuating that diet mentality. For instance, I call it gizmos and gadgets. Completely get rid of them. That may mean, you know, for example, your Fitbit or whatever other things are out there. I've disconnected from all that, but really like get rid of them and take back your ownership and start connecting with just being present in your body and enjoyment. And one of the biggest reasons why, you know, guilt and shame pop up in our self-care practices is because we, A, don't feel like we're worthy. So, you know, continuing along that process and building and strengthening with your body acceptance and worthiness, and also always like breaking the rules without a doubt, you know, not going against or going with, you know, what society tells us that you should be doing this, that, or the other, just really guiding your practices by what you need and what works for you. And one other thing here, actually two more things. So the second one would be what I like to call hone in on your hunch. And that basically means intuitive self-care. So working with your body versus against it and taking a more gentle, compassionate, and loving approach. So like I said, if you need rest, then rest. If you need to connect with friends, do that. If you want to lay on the ground and do nothing, do that. You know, everybody is going to be different, and that's going to change on a day-to-day basis. And the last one, of course, would be embrace your gray. So important to just allow things to ebb and flow in your life, you know, which is ever-changing, and, you know, being okay with whatever happens, and that being enough for you.
So good. So many good things there. And like totally a lot of it stuff that just is, you know, parallels everything that we're talking about here. And I think it's like, it's totally one of those things that, once you start practicing it, it gets easier. Like, I think it's hard when you haven't been allowing yourself, giving yourself permission to do these things.
Absolutely. And it does take practice in the beginning, but then it just becomes part of your life. So in the beginning, it is one of those things that you may have to put a little bit of thought into and take a pause, but eventually it's going to become something that you look forward to doing. And it's a part of, it just becomes part of your life. It's something, you know, when you're feeling stressed, you call in your self-care, you know, whatever that may be, to kind of replenish yourself.
Yeah, it's amazing to me how, like, you know, a lot of the women in the program have had a history with dieting and stuff, and how, you know, when you're dieting, like, you're so quick to be able to, like, cut out food, but then when it comes to actually, like, adding things into your life and really, like, allowing yourself to rest, like, it can be so hard. And so, you know, just for all the women listening to this, it's like, it's just, you know, it's a practice, and once you start to do it, it gets easier. And I encourage everyone to especially honor rest, because I think honoring rest, like you said, if you need to lay down and do nothing, like, do that. I think that's such a big one.
Yes, absolutely.
That's one I need to reinforce for myself over and over. And so if you, I want to leave the women with a challenge. So what do you have for them today?
So this is something that I think, you know, like you said, it is a practice, and this is something I still do, and this is something that I started doing when I was on my own journey in the beginning, middle. It's something that it has carried along with me that you can start implementing today, right now. So ask yourself, what is it that I need? What is it that I need right now? And then provide yourself with that and cross something off of your to-do list, because that will always be there. And take a moment to take care of the most important person in your life, which is yourself.
So simple and so good. So we literally want the women to, like, maybe just do this right now. Pause this.
Yes.
And just ask yourself, what is it that I really need today or right now? And honor it.
Yep.
Oh, thank you so much, Sarah. Do you have any other words for the women or anything else you want to say?
No, just that, you know that you are so worthy of your own self-care, and you really are an important person, and it's so vital to the whole journey of just being your badass self. It really is. So just start practicing that, and just know that you are so worthy of your own self-care.
No, oh, thank you so much. And where can the women find more of you? Because I definitely want them to find more of you.
Oh, thank you. So you can find me more, find more of me rather on my website at sarahvance.com.
Thank you so much, Sarah.
Thank you.
On.